All right, welcome back everyone to the Vonnie X podcast. It's another episode from season two, and I hope you guys listened to the first episode, which was really not an episode but mostly like an introduction to season two. And I got someone again who's been with me at a couple episodes. How you doing, Elias?
I've been good, G. This bum over here, Giovanni, hasn't been having me on the podcast lately. it's all good. I've been enjoying the episodes that have been coming out. You know, we're almost at what? You're already at 800, aren't you?
We need three more plays to get to 800.
I will.
800 mark.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think some of you know that I do have my own podcast too. You know, we'll plug that later on, but now, yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, I mean, I was on vacation, and that's why I was didn't upload anything. I was just trying to, you know, have a little bit.
How was it over there in the
motherland? It was pretty good. I mean, the weather was phenomenal. It was like, it wasn't too hot, nor it wasn't cold. It was just, you know, perfect weather. And then the experience there, I mean, it was just crazy, because the first week we were there, we were in this town that was not necessarily from the city. So like, it was like a two, three hour drive away from the city. And this town was like built into like, well, it's like into this mountain, like they're like in the mountains.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a pretty incredible place to be there.
I imagine. I've been trying to go, but you know, we're having some situations here that, you know, cause it so I can't go. So
yeah, I mean, I 100% recommend it. It's really interesting. And yeah, we didn't get a chance to actually go and explore a little bit of the like the woods that were there, but hopefully maybe this year again coming, we can go and explore it.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, what'd you hear over there? I heard some stories.
Yeah, so they have like pretty crazy stories and like, you know, urban legends that they have from there. And the one I want to get into today is the one where they had explained to me about this story. And this story was almost like if like the woods had like some sort of spell, or like that had these creatures that, like, you know, and as in creatures, I mean as in like dwarves and elves and like almost like Lord of the Rings type shit.
And, yeah,
they had said that, okay, so the story that I was told was that these two hunters had gone to the woods to, you know, get some kills. And I guess one of the hunters had like separated from the other guy, and because apparently he had seen this, like, you know, deer, and he was trying to get a kill. And but this deer was just like an illusion that was created by the, you know, by the supposed forest, and that had like supposedly lured him and, you know, dragged him somewhere else. And
basically, so, like sirens.
Yeah. So when this dude came to this, reached this town or this, like, you know, little city, he had said that this was made out of, like, it was all shining, like if the whole city or town was made out of gold. And he had said that there was these people, these like queens, and they had like crowns with gold and like diamonds, and they were all shining. And and he had said that there was this one tall like elf type thing, and they were was mad with him because the forest had said that they hated that they would just go and kill the animals, and the animals didn't belong to them, it belonged to the forest, and they were trying to protect their animals. So so yeah, I mean, and then they were saying that the guy managed to escape, I guess, because he had like a knife, and I guess they had said that the elf was gonna attack him, but he had like the hunting knife, and somehow he managed to escape and got back in town. And once he got back in town, he was telling the story, but people just, you know, obviously who would go and be like, yeah, I 100% believe you, you know, they were just thinking that this man was crazy. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the stories that I was told, which is really, I mean, this is really interesting, because this type of story has been told in not just down south in Mexico, but it's been told in other countries, about talking about like elves and dwarves and, you know, this mystical woods.
Yeah.
And what is your opinion on this? What do you?
You know, like as kids, you know, you believe all these things that you see, either if they're good, if they're bad, you know. I used to, like PewDiePie once said, he said, I used to think that quicksand used to be like a really big issue. And, you know, now we can see that it's only basically like in jungles. It's not going to be outside.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about like, you know, dwarves and stuff like that, I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, there is something that we don't see. And like, you know, have you ever heard that like that one theory where like, hey, what if when a tree, like, let's say it snaps in half, right, in the middle of the woods, because it happens, and let's say no one's there. They say that when no one's there, it doesn't make a sound. But when someone is there, it makes a sound. But we wouldn't know because no one's there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like that kind of like crazy thing. It's like maybe he wasn't supposed to see that, but since he did see that, maybe he got away. You know, maybe he was like one of the fortunates that actually got away. You know, it's like you can't say something is real or something is fake, because in a way you can't say what is true, what is not true, because everything is plausible.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that's my take on it, you know, maybe or maybe not.
When he had gotten, like, when he had told the story, he people in the town were saying that apparently he ended up, like, I guess people always kept on saying that he was crazy, and I guess he did end up being actually crazy and saying, like, you know, started, you know, but
no, yeah, and
he passed away, but
I totally get that, because I mean, like, imagine that you see something, right?
Like, I mean, that's like something, like, that's like almost like seeing aliens. Who the hell is gonna believe you?
Yeah, no one believes you. Maybe some people will believe you, but like, you know how like you tell someone, I saw an alien, right? And maybe they believe you in quotation marks, but do they really believe you? That's where you start going insane, because you're like, nobody believes me. Like, I'm on my own on this one, you know. And maybe he was obsessed with trying to find it again, you know. Yeah. It's just like how other people see aliens; they're obsessed. They're trying to find it, you know. And people think they're crazy.
But yeah, I mean, there was another story that was similar to this. That, because I was looking at, I'm pretty sure this story was from Poland,
mm-hmm.
and it was talking about how the trees would move in different spots. And that was also interesting, because they were saying almost like the same thing, that trees would just move, but like, you know, they would move, but no one would ever know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I was saying, it's like almost like Lord of the Rings type shit that was going on.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, one theory I had about the situation was that maybe these two hunters were just, because in these mountains they have mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, and you know, those make you hallucinate and start seeing shit.
Yeah.
And, one of my theories was that, you know, these hunters had taken, I guess one of them had taken a really high dosage, and tripping out in the woods is a crazy experience. And maybe he had, maybe there was these beings that they were there, or maybe it was just a crazy
hallucination. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a good point. Now that you brought that up, I didn't know that. But yeah, and I mean that is a possibility too, you know. But you know, it's kind of crazy, like all these stories that we have, like, you know, La Llorona and all these things, like, you know, El Cucuy. You know, who's to say, you know? I guess, like, they tell kids this story maybe to keep them out of the woods. Just like La Llorona, they tell them, you know, to listen, to go to bed. El Cucuy, don't go out at night. You know, we don't really know how these origins started. Well, I guess we do know, but, like, it's like, I feel like you can't make that up, you know?
I mean, who would just randomly go and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna tell this crazy ass story.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, maybe there are some people whose minds are like, I'm gonna go fuck with these people, but nah, you know, I'm gonna just make a whole story and I'll fucking fuck these people up, right?
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I feel like you have to be thinking. Didn't drown her two kids?
Yeah, like, it was something like that.
I've heard that she drowned her two kids, and that, you know, I guess she killed herself or something like that. And I guess, like, the story goes on that, you know, if she ever hears kids, she thinks it's theirs, and then I guess she tries to drown them in order to bring them to their world. But then once they're dead, she figures out that they're not her kids. You know, it's like, I don't know, like, it's pretty messed up, and I feel like, you know, stuff like that, you know, it's something you can't really make up. Maybe you can make up, you know, people like Shakespeare and stuff like that, but, I mean, you can't really say until you've seen it or you've been something.
Yeah, you know? I mean, the story, I mean, the category with, like, you know, La Llorona, in my opinion, what I think it was just, you know, a homicide, a mother killing her daughters. Well, mm-hmm. How the story goes, from what I've heard, was this, I guess, mother, I mean, the wife and husband had kids, and I guess husband ended up leaving the wife because of her kids, and her wife loved her husband with everything, and so she had thought that by killing her kids she would, you know, get love from his husband. But I guess
the story goes that, you know, the husband loved the kids, like, you know, it's like a situation where it's like, you know, he loves the kids but he doesn't love his wife anymore. And I guess she thought that the kids were taking all the attention away from her and giving it to the kids. And once he left, she thought, maybe if I kill them, then he'll love me now.
Yeah, I mean, this, then my theory on that was just that a girl who, you know, obviously committed murder and murdered her two childs. And I think, did she end up killing herself?
I think she drowned herself because she once she killed them, she saw them,
like, oh fuck, what the fuck.
Yeah, she realized what she had done, and it's like such a pain that, you know, none of us can really, like, imagine, because, you know, we don't have kids. But just imagining killing your own kid, you know, two of them in this case.
And they were, the story goes that they were childs.
Yeah, they were young. They were, like, not even five, I think. Or maybe, like, five. But just imagine, like, you know, you see that. I think the pain would be, it would be overwhelming that, I guess, yeah, she did kill herself.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying, she committed the murder of her two childs and then, I guess, committed suicide. And, her spirit, I guess, had never left this world. I mean, we talked about ghosts before, and you can go check out that episode in season one. But I just think that her pain was too much, and for what she had done, and I guess her soul, I guess, had never left.
Yeah, because the story goes that, you know, when she hears children, she thinks it's hers, and she's like, oh, they're not dead. But since she's dead, she knows she's dead, she tries to bring them with her, so she drowns them. But when she drowns them, she realizes that they're not her kids. You know, and it goes on that she cries, that, like, you know, when you hear her cry, it's because of the pain, basically, like you said. You know, it's like, it's a pain that's really overwhelming. And I guess, you know, as the story goes, the pain goes to the afterlife, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to think that, I guess, maybe some people aren't really, like, I mean, obviously, maybe some people don't take, because, I mean, I have not done my research on that topic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy to think that people, if this story was real, it's crazy to think that, you know, people, obviously, you know, take this as a story, like a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Than to actually think and be like, this was a woman, you know, who committed murder and killed her two, you know, kids. But yeah. It's crazy, and that, you know, but it's crazy to think that how maybe some real situations turn, get so, like, big and turn themselves into legends, like for example, like getting back on, like, cursed woods and, like, stuff like that. If we go way back, like, I mean, this had to come from somewhere. Like, for it goes for any story, you know. And my question, when every time when I hear this story, is not, oh, you know, oh wow, you know, this story is really interesting. My question when I hear this is, I want to know, where did this story first originate, or where did this story come up from? You know, it could even go back centuries, you know, because they had said, the ones that would tell me the story, they said that this urban story had been going on for, you know, quite some time in the town. You know, this wasn't something that just happened, like, yeah, last year or something like that. You know, this has been going for centuries now. And, you know, the question that I'm always now thinking is, like, you know, where could have this story started, or where did this story originate from? You know, it's just something I want to get, you know, deep into.
Yeah.
Something I was trying to do while I was there in Mexico, actually. Well, yeah, how I told you, you know, I didn't get the chance to... I didn't get the chance to actually go and investigate the woods, but something I do want to do this year, maybe when we get the chance, is maybe if your situation, you know, with everything goes good, and actually you can, you know, come with us, is I'm gonna get, you know, a group of people, me, someone else, and, you know, actually go and investigate, get a whole, almost like, I wouldn't say documentary, but get a few episodes of some stories and try to get to the bottom of it. And something, yeah, I was trying to do is, because people had said that the woods are really cursed, and, you know, there are these demons, witches, you know, all these weird things. Is one thing I was trying to do is actually go to the woods and stay there, you know, camp it out, mm-hmm. and camp it out and record the experience. And you know, maybe that's something that's coming for you guys in the future, maybe.
Oh yeah, for sure. I feel like, you know, there is some type of fear of going into the woods, you know. I feel like we should get, like, a guide, you know.
Yeah, for sure, because obviously we would not know, we would get lost.
No, yeah, my father has told me that you know, kids, or, you know, teenagers, they tell you, hey, let's go in the woods, and like, you know, I'll show you this or this cool stuff, and then, you know, a quick turn and they're all gone. It's kind of like a prank that they do over there.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they say, you know, don't trust if it's not family.
Yeah.
But back to the whole thing. I honestly, I would love it, because, like I said, there is a fear of going into the woods and then, you know, looking for something. It's like as they say, don't go looking for well, the actual saying is a real man does not fear death, but nor does he go looking for it, you know.
Yeah.
it's like you know, of course we don't want to get possessed.
Yeah, there was this one I was, man, I don't remember, but it was like they were saying that we were fucking around trying to pretend to look for it and we actually found it. And
yeah,
like, fuck, man, you know.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but I feel like I said, there is a fear, but I feel like my curiosity is bigger than my fear, you know.
Yeah,
it's like I want to find out, you know.
Always do what you're most scared of, because at the end those come out to be the best things you do.
No, yeah, and I feel like, you know, we should probably get a blessing from the Father.
Bro, we get out there, you get cursed, they fucking never make it back.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we get this whole group and we just go in there and, you know, we don't know what's gonna happen. You know, I'm not trying to jinx it, but you know, I feel like we could get some things on tape, or we could hear some things. And I feel like what also we should do is, like, I think you were telling me about this. I don't think you got the chance, but I want to talk to locals. Like, but you know how, like, no offense, but I feel like the youth does not know about these legends as a local that is old would, you know?
For sure.
Oh, so I want to maybe sit next to a fire or something, you know, and talk to a local about it. Like, you know, what do they know? You know, did they have any experiences, you know, something traumatic, you know, and just get a good, you know, like you said, not necessarily a documentary, but it could be. But, you know, I feel like that would be really interesting to, like, you know, see what other people think. Do they think it's real? Do they think it's not? Have they had experience? Have they not? Have they heard of anyone else who had experience? You know, I feel like that is something good that we can get out of that. You know, I feel like I'm pretty serious about this whole podcast thing, and you know, if we can take it to the next level, that would be amazing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what I'm thinking is, like, what in my mind right now, what the crew is me, another person, cameraman. You know,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna be recording this whole thing.
Me right there.
Well, from here, the ones that we're gonna go is cameraman, me, someone else, and maybe you. That is, if you decide to, and maybe someone in the town that, you know, could provide us protection, because we don't know what the fuck can be up there.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And fucking dig deep into it. There's a lot of crazy stories that, like, like I said, because there's this one, these are just some stories that are gonna be coming up, but there was this one where it has a cave and this, you know, this gigantic snake protecting its gold. There's another cave that's being, like, I guess surrounded and protected by like dwarves, like these weird creatures. And there's something really crazy that I want to actually go and investigate when we go back there. You know, there's actually, like, these how do you call them, like these scripts, like scriptions, not scriptions, but
like
carving, like, you know, almost like paper type shit. These carvings that have
hieroglyphics, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah that has those, and it has this weird type of writing that no one in the town knows, you know, what this writing means or how long it's been there. Unfortunately, when we were there, we couldn't I wanted to go see it, but we couldn't due to some you know, circumstances. But like I'm saying, next time I go there, it's gonna be a whole crazy, you know, whole crazy story that this is gonna be put together, especially, you know, for you guys, for our listeners, for the people who actually support us. And yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a crazy, crazy, you know, crazy event.
No, yeah, and you were there for the Day of the Dead, right?
Oh yeah, hell yeah, I was there.
Did you see anything, or, like, you know?
So a little, you know, story on that is the way that, you know, I guess here it's not like taken as seriously, you know, it's, you know, trick-or-treating, you know, Halloween costumes. And in Mexico, where we were, it's like taken really serious, because this is a time where you remember all your dead, your loved ones. And you know, this is a time where well, from what I've been told in the town, this is a time where witches, demons, you know, ghosts are allowed, well, the gates open for them and they are allowed to roam at night. Yeah, that's something, that's a pretty interesting subject. And they, you know, they make this offering, like I guess not offering, but like they make this table. And this table consists of, you know, like the of your loved dead ones who have passed away. And this table consists of the like offerings and like things that they used to like. Like, I guess, let's say if someone had a child that who passed away, you know, maybe that child likes candy, so they would grab candy and put it on this table. You know, food and drinks for, like, you know, their loved ones, you know. So this, like, this holiday is taken pretty serious for the, you know, the locals. Unfortunately, you know, I couldn't see, I mean, unfortunately, but fortunately for some people, I didn't get to see any, like, I guess, witches or ghosts, you know, something like that. But that was because at the time, you know, I was mostly inside, and I didn't go really go towards places. And yeah, I mean, that's a pretty another really interesting holiday that they do there.
No, yeah, I feel like there's something good to that, because as they say, you know, when your loved one dies, they don't really die. They only die when you forget them. And, you know, I feel like it is important to remember, you know, the real ones, as they say, you know, the OGs, when they have died. You know, I feel like it is important to remember them.
Yeah.
And, no, yeah, I got much respect for the people that do that, you know. It's a holiday that I can respect as any other holiday, you know. And especially in Oaxaca, it's taken very seriously. It's one of the...
Bro, let me tell you, and then the food that they make, bro, let me tell you, it's out of this world.
Yeah. No, yeah, my dad always tells me, he's like, when you get the chance, he's like, you're going to love it. You're not going to want to come back, you know. It's just, you know... You know, I'm a man that has a fine taste, and I feel like if I taste the stuff that's over there, it really tastes good. I feel like it's pretty amazing from this.
Yeah, it's always interesting, you know, trying new things and you know, getting the chance to actually try new things.
No, yeah, 100%. You know.
I mean, this was like, you know, a quick, you know, little about the story. But yeah, like I said, I am trying to get, like, you know, a little group together for you guys, and hopefully we will have this I guess you could call it event, or, you know, hopefully we would have this all together and done, you know, everything recorded, edited, you know, everything, and we will have it out before, you know, the end of next year. Hopefully, I really hope so. You know, it's gonna be especially for you guys. You know, I will always, you know, love our listeners, supporters. I do everything for you guys, and, you know, you guys mean everything.
Oh no, 100%. And you know, as I said, I'm really serious about this whole podcast thing, and, you know, I hope we can continue and grow. You know, me both, Giovanni and me. And no, yeah, I'm just happy to be on the podcast again. And if you guys want to go check out my podcast, it's at Two Fishes. That's what it's called. I know, it's a weird name. It sounds like a porno. But it's and my Instagram is 2_fishes_podcast. You can find it. You know, DM me if you want me to interview other people. It's just me and my friends, you know, having a good time talking. You know, you can probably go listen to my newest episode. It's called Asking God If a Hot Dog Is a Sandwich. And, you know, I want to leave off with that. You know, Giovanni, what do you think? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's not a sandwich.
Oh well.
I think a hot dog is its own personal fucking thing. That's just like, all right, you know, I'm not a goddamn sandwich. Leave me the fuck alone.
Okay. Yeah. No. Not understandable. Yeah. No, because we were talking about that. You know, we got into that whole thing about like, is a hot dog a sandwich? And then we went from that to religion to aliens. You know.
Yeah, but kinda... yeah. I mean, if you guys want to listen to that podcast, you can go to Elias' podcast, and you know, like he said, his podcast name is Two Fishes. That is TWO space and then FISHS podcast. You can find it, I'm pretty sure, on Spotify and
podcast anchor, you know, everything basically.
Yes, go listen to his the episodes. Yes. Oh, it's pretty interesting. I follow him. I've listened to each episode on his show, and I would recommend it. But again, you know, it's been awesome coming back with the season two. It just makes me like, you don't know. It gives me, you know, this excitement, and to always come back and give more to you guys. But you know, this has been another episode with, you know, my co-host Elias. And you know, this has been the first out of I'm not gonna tell you guys how many stories we have on the season, because that's to find out. But yeah, I have a Patreon page that I just opened. On my Patreon page, you can find like exclusives, maybe some advanced podcasts, you know, audio. And yeah, I mean, you can find more things on my Patreon page. If you would like to support me, my Patreon page is patreon.com/VonnieXOfficial. And there you will find my page, and you know, if you would like to support me. And my Instagram is, I have two of them. My podcast Instagram is VonnieXPodcast. That is V-A-N-I XPODCAST. And yeah, I mean, give me a follow. But yeah, this has been another amazing episode here with Elias. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad that you could be back on the show, Elias.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on the next episode.
Peace out.